Here in this country, Governor Palin's candidacy has sparked a lot of conversation. One hot topic, abortion. Palin's anti-abortion stance is good news to many conservative Republicans, and so was Palin's announcement that her 17-year-old daughter would continue with her pregnancy. Abortion is also a hot topic in India right now. In a landmark case, a pregnant woman has challenged India's 37-year-old abortion law. That law allows abortions in the first 20 weeks after conception. The woman wanted the court to allow her to abort her 26-week-old fetus because it had a congenital heart defect. She lost, but the case has sparked a nationwide debate on abortion. The BBC's Tinku Ray has our story.
Does a mother have the right to abort her almost 7-month-old fetus because a fetus may be disabled? That brings us to our question of the day tonight. Is abortion a matter of parental choice?
Under the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act of 1971, Indian law allows abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. There are calls now from within the medical community to extend that to 24 weeks if the fetus has a serious medical defect. But Tulika Varma is sure the law should not be changed. She runs a non-government organization for the physically challenged, the Uday Foundation.
A mother has no right to do whatever she wants to do with her child, even if it's in her womb. But the baby is also a human being.
Tulika's son, Arjun Uday, was born with severe congenital problems and has had several operations to try and correct them. Today, Arjun Uday is an active, demanding 2-year-old. But Dr. Nikhil Dutta, the gynecologist and co-petitioner in the recent case, says he sees many women in his practice who risk their lives to have illegal abortions once they find out their fetus is not healthy.
They demand an abortion. You say, I'm sorry, I cannot give it. And then they abscond. That means they are going to some quacks, risking their own lives for procuring an abortion. And the law was initially meant for the same reason, that they would not go to the quacks and risk their own lives.
The difficult thing is how to judge about, you know, what is right and what is wrong.
Rahul Varma, co-founder of Uday Foundation and Tulika's husband, says that the unborn child is at a far greater disadvantage, despite all the advances in medical science.
Ironically, not in India, everywhere. We spend so many money on the treatment of our parents and grandparents. And knowing that my grandfather is going to live another 5 years, 7 years, this baby is having a life of 70 to 80 years ahead in his life. And you never know what kind of advancement we are going to have in the next 70 years. So imagine, we are just, you know, not giving a chance to live to this child.
Abortion is a very politically sensitive issue in India because of the high number of female feticides. Indian family custom and tradition puts a premium on sons. They help support aged parents and officiate over their funerals. It's illegal to tell parents the sex of the unborn child, yet it happens on a large scale because of modern technology like ultrasound scans of pregnant women. For The World, I'm Tinku Ray in New Delhi.